The scripture lesson for the morning comes to us from the Gospel of Matthew, the last chapter, chapter 28, reading the last words, verses 18 through 20. Jesus came and said to the disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. 10 years ago today, we all knew where we were. We were not so sure where God was. Our capacity for memory allows us to re-feel, not just remember, that empty, lost, frightened, thought-feeling combination that turned from disbelief to fear, to anger, and then to more patriotism those born post-World War II have ever felt or seen or been a part of. Many of those feelings have subsided a bit, but one remains, and that is disbelief. Is God with us always? Where was he on 9/11/01? Those questions remain. And they point to the deeper issue of belief, disbelief that was exposed on that terrible day. And that disbelief is our collective disbelief in evil. We do not want to believe that it exists. We explain it away. We say it's sickness. It comes from economic oppression. It's sociopathy. Or it's historically inevitable. But evil, that's medieval. That's the stuff of teenage horror films. And yet, Martin Luther threw an inkwell at the devil. And we have all read of child abductions and senseless murders. And what about this rash of neighborhood shootings? Pleasant thought, as school is beginning. 9/11 forces us to confront our disbelief in evil with the cold, hard facts and acts of evil's reality. So, it is time that we confront our denial and our disbelief of evil with God's ultimate reality, Jesus Christ, who says, "I am with you always." We can continue to deny evil's existence, which is the best definition of fool's paradise, or we confess that we believe Jesus' words, "I am with you always." In choosing to confess Christ and hold on to his promise, we deal with the reality of evil and we find a way to defeat it. If the church word salvation means anything, it means saved both from something and for something. Saved from fear and for faith. from death and for life, from evil and for good. So just what did Jesus mean when he said, I am with you always? He meant exactly that. In the New Testament Greek, the words all the days gets translated always. In Spanish, the literal translation of the phrase always is all the days. And so we're absolutely sure of this translation. The meaning, feeling of it is Jesus saying to every one of us, I am with you all the time. Now, as we confess that, what does it mean for us? We have to ask that question. Because we may not want Jesus with us all the time, involved in every decision, every ethical question, every action, every word. Or we may find that it changes life and lifestyle as we are sensing the presence of Christ with us each and every day, in each and every way, to have Christ's presence on the 9/11s we are about to face. Unknown terrorism. We've all seen the heightened security in Washington and New York because of a maybe threat. What about those known expected 9/11s tragedies? Death of a loved one. Possible reverses on the job. Opportunities that seem to be so solid and then evaporate. Accidents that are only that, accidents with no one at fault. Illness. You see, it isn't the size of the 9/11 events that hurts. What it is the personal confrontation with evil, as evil is always personal. I didn't know anybody affected by the Littleton, Colorado school shooting until the fire chief from there, who was speaking at a training event that I attended, broke down as he was talking to us. He talked about carrying one of the victims. It was too much for him. But he was trying to get us police and fire chaplains ready, as he said, for the next time. That's personal. I don't know anybody who is affected harshly by Hurricane Irene, but some of you do, some of your neighbors. We all know somebody affected by 9/11. We all felt and saw and even tasted the evil of that day. Remember that acrid smoke? You could taste it. Evil was and still is personal. From worrying about where a loved one was who worked in the city on that day to facing someone whose loved one never came home. Even to be buried. Evil is personal, and we can't deny that. It's not an understanding, it's illogical. It's not a feeling. Some people affected by it still can't feel. It's not a philosophy. We can't think our way into it or out of it. Evil is. And we dare not deny it. We must therefore confess the reality of Jesus Christ and his words, I am with you always, all the days, every day. We need to do that in order to deal with evil and so to overcome evil with good. And that has happened. It was not rage on our part against evil that counted for very much. It was what we are remembering on this anniversary, those individual acts of heroism and kindness and sympathy and endurance. That's what matters. That's overcoming evil with good. We all know people with stories about 9/11. Some of us have our own stories. We all cried at one time or another watching the funerals. We all did something to express our patriotism. We all gave something of ourselves, and we won, and we are winning, and we will win. You see, evil has been exposed for what it is, real and dangerous and defeated. God has not deserted us. He is with us always. And to prove and demonstrate and illustrate it, Jesus Christ came and remains with us as he promised to send his Holy Spirit to be with us personally. So as we personally deal with evil, he is indeed with us always, all the days, all the time. And we have to stop now. Because at 10:28, the North Tower of the Trade Center collapsed. And we respond by reminding ourselves again that evil is defeated. It is still present. And we still face it, and we still face its dastardly work in our memories of what happened, in the evil we deal with presently now, and the evil we will deal with. So we do need to come today and confess that Jesus Christ is always with us, and more than that, that he and we will continue to conquer evil with good. That is a part of God's will and his way. We must not say, just go on. To say that, well, life goes on no matter what, is to deny the importance and the impact and the value of those lives evil attempted to ruin. What, after all, is the point of heaven if not to say evil does not win? Death is not the last word. And God's gift of life is so powerful that it is not about to be negated by anything and all things that are not as God intended. We have lived 10 years with 9/11 as a new part of our vocabulary. So what does it mean? Does it mean we run scared the rest of our days, as if God is somehow less real than evil? Does it mean we will never forget? Does it mean we have a duty to pass on all the feelings of that day to those who follow us so they will know and feel something of that day? Does it mean we will look for and seek out and respond to Jesus' promise to be with us all the time? How we answer those questions will determine what this anniversary, this remembrance, and those to follow mean concerning 9/11/01. We may fall back into denial of evil and its reality, which dooms us to repeat the mistakes of that denial. Or we can claim the promise of the Christ we confess as Emmanuel, God with us. We can claim that all the time and so confront and defeat evil with good, knowing that no matter what the nature and what the amount of that evil has been or is or will be, that it will be overcome by the God who says, I am with you always. Amen. Join me in prayer for a blessing on God's word. Heavenly Father, as we hear your word, grant us both insight and inspiration, that we may both understand and do your will. We ask it for Jesus' sake and ours. Amen.